请我们翻到以西结书。
Can we turn to the book of Ezekiel?
第一章。
Chapter 1, starting from verse 1.
当三十年四月五日，以西结在加巴鲁河边被掳的人中，天就开了，得见神的异象。
Now it came about in the 13th year, on the 5th day of the 4th month, while I was by the river Chebar among the exiles, the heavens were open, and I saw the visions of God.
第四节。
Verse 4.
我观看，见狂风从北方刮来，随着有一朵包括闪烁火的大云，周围有光辉，其中的火内发出好像光耀的金迹。
As I looked, behold, a storm wind was coming from the north, a great cloud with fire flashing forth continually, and a bright light around it, and in its midst something like glowing metal in the midst of the fire.
二十六节。
Verse 26。
在他们头以上的穹苍之上有宝座的形象，仿佛蓝宝石。在宝座形象以上有仿佛人的形状。
Now above the expanse that was over their heads, there was something resembling a throne, like lapis lazuli in appearance, and on that which resembled a throne high up was a figure with the appearance of a man.
二十七节，我见他从腰以上有仿佛光耀的金睛，周围都有火的形状，又见从他腰以下有仿佛火的形状，周围也有光辉。
Then I noticed from the appearance of his loins and upward something like glowing metal that looked like fire all around within it. And from the appearance of his loins and downward, I saw something like fire, and there was a radiance around him.
下雨的日子，云中红的形状怎样，周围光辉的形状也是怎样。这就是耶和华荣耀的形象。我一看见就伏伏在地，又听见一位说话的声音。
As the appearance of the rainbow and the cloud on a rainy day, so was the appearance of the surrounding radiance. Such was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. And when I saw it, I fell on my face and heard a voice speaking.
我们低头再一点简单的祷告。
Let us bow with a further word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你，因着你的恩典，我们能聚在你的脚前。
Dear Lord, thank you that by your grace we can gather at your feet.
但愿在这几天我们相聚的时候，
that in these few days as we gather together,
你的天真是向我们打开。
Lord, that you may grant us an open heaven.
但愿整个的周末让我们能活在一个敞开的天下。
That the whole weekend we may live under an open heaven.
我们求你把以西结的意象赏给我们。
Lord, we pray that you may grant us the vision of Ezekiel.
不是满足我们好奇的心。
Not to satisfy our curiosity.
乃是因着明白你旨意，叫你的心能够得着满足。
But that we can understand your will so that your heart may be satisfied.
但愿这个周末是一个蒙你纪念的周末。
Lord, may this weekend be one that you remember.
但愿有许多人生下来就是为着这个周末。
That maybe even some of us are born for this weekend.
主啊，但愿你为着你自己的旨意在这里工作。
Lord, that for your own purpose you may do a work here.
你纪念在这里有许多多年蒙恩的。
May you remember those that have been saved for many years.
还有刚刚得救。
And those that were recently saved.
也纪念在这里有许多人跟随你已经走了几十年的道路。
And remember those that followed you for tens of years.
我们也求你纪念那些刚刚起步的。
And remember also those that just started on this journey.
我们有这么多不同的需要。
Lord, we have so many different needs.
但是我们知道你能应付我们每一样的需要。
But Lord, we know that you can meet each need.
圣灵能把这些话翻译到一种的语言，是我们每一个人都听得懂。
That the Holy Spirit can translate these words that each one of us can understand.
这是我们的祷告。
Lord, this is our prayer.
我们仰望你。
Lord, we look to you.
我们投靠你。
Lord, we look upon you.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
We pray in Jesus' dear name.
Amen. 大家都知道，我们在早晨的系列是一同来看以西结的异象。
We know that in the morning times we like to look at the vision of Ezekiel.
我们的重点可能要放在第一章。
Our focus will probably be on chapter 1.
我们愿意把 从不同角度来看清楚这个意象。
We'd like to look at this vision clearly from different angles.
我们知道以西结第一章在最近几十年变成很著名的一章。
You know that Ezekiel chapter 1, especially in recent years, has become very prominent.
因为过去一百年大家一直在注意在问说到底他们一直注意的就是一些天上很奇怪的现象。
Because in the past 100 years, people have placed attention on the heavenly things.
那有人相信说一定有 UFO 这样的东西存在。
So some people believe in UFOs.
所以有的人读以西结的时候就认为说这个以西结这里的记载是不是给我们看到有一样的像太空船一样的东西有一天就曾经来到过这地上。
So some people wonder if Ezekiel chapter 1 is a description of some foreign object that had come upon this earth.
然后以西结看见了，他就把它记录下来。
And then when Ezekiel saw it, he recorded it.
那么刚开始这样的书是引起了一阵的轰动。
And of course, in the beginning, these kind of books shook up certain people.
这个只是当作茶余饭后大家谈天的时候的一个资料。
But actually, this is but a conversation after dinner.
没有人非常认真的。
No one really put that much emphasis.
但是三十年前有一个 NASA， 就是美国太空总署的太空工程师。
But about 30 years ago, there was an engineer from NASA.
他的名字叫做 Joseph Brumrich。
And his name was Joseph Brumrich.
他是奥地利人。
He was an Austrian man.
他一生都是在做这个航空的工程师，专门做飞机啊、引擎啊这些。
And his whole focus throughout his career was on aeronautic engineering.
所以后来他就移民到了美国。
And then he migrated to the United States.
那么就参加了 NASA 的工作。
And he participated in the work of NASA.
那么他所做的那份工作都是非常重要的。
And his work was always very important.
其实他的贡献和人类登陆是月球有相当的关系。
Actually, his contribution had much to do with man being able to reach the moon.
所以当他要退休的时候，太空总署就颁给他一个杰出的奖。
And when he was about to retire, NASA gave him a reward for achievement.
那么当初他听说有人讲到以西结第一章是说到是不是神的太空船有一天来到了这个地上。
So he had heard about how someone actually described that Ezekiel 1 may talk about the space shuttle of God came to the earth one day.
他因为自己是个太空工程师。
Now because he was an aeronautic engineer.
他就想说如果有一天一个太空船真是能够登陆在月亮的话。
So he felt that maybe if one day some spaceship is able to land on the moon.
我们知道如果一个东西真的登陆在一个地方的话。
So if something is going to land on a place.
那么从技术层次那个降落的时候落地的那个冲击到地上的那一部分是需要很特别的设计。
So from a technical perspective, if that device is going to land, the part that touches the ground needs to have a special design.
所以这里面一定有很大很大的讲究。
So behind it, there must be great science.
大家知道在那个时候我们知道到底人类怎么登陆月球还没有谱的还不知道是怎么回事。
So at that point in time, people still didn't have understanding of how a space shuttle would land on the moon.
等到 Brumrich 来读以西结书。
So when Brumrich studied the book of Ezekiel,
那么那个时候他的想法就是希望能驳斥一般这些随随便便说的。
So he actually wanted to refute these understandings.
结果他真正的认真的读以西结的时候
，So as he studied the book of Ezekiel，
他觉得这里的描写啊，这果然就好像一个太空船要登陆的情形。
He saw here that it is indeed it is like a space shuttle landing somewhere.
因为这里很明显给我们看到这个意象是从远到近。
Because indeed this vision shows us of something coming from a far distance and approaching.
远远你去看见是一朵包括闪烁火的大云。
And in the far distance, you saw that was a cloud engulfed in fire.
那么从其中的火里面会发出好像光耀的金晶。
And from the midst of it, there shines a brightness which you compare to the luster of glowing metal.
这是很远很远的。
This is from a distance.
那么等到他很近处来看的时候。
But looking at it more closely,
结果他发现原来是宝座神宝座中间的情形。
He discovered it was a situation in the middle of the throne of God.
那坐在宝座他腰腰以上就像金晶一样。
And the one who was upon it, above its loins, it was like gold.
然后在腰以下好像彩虹一样。
Below its loins, it was like rainbow.
所以这个景象是从远到近。
So this picture came from a far distance and approach.
这个景象是从天上到地上。
And this vision came from heaven to earth.
然后从第四节一直从可以说从第五节一直到二十到这个这一末了这到二十五节就是给我们看到那个整个的整个神的荣耀慢慢慢慢怎样从天上就移到地上来。
And then from verse 5 to verse 25, you saw how everything went from earth and was transported from heaven to earth.
慢慢你在靠近的时候，你看有四个活物。
As you approach closely, you saw four living creatures.
然后外面你又有轮子。
Outwardly, you saw wheels.
然后四活物中间你有火炭。
In the midst of the creatures, there was fire.
所以对于专家，从专家的眼光来看这一幅的情景的时候。
So for an expert to look at such a picture,
这个 Bloomsbridge 立刻就想到，这个应该就是他所要设计的。
So this Bloomrich guy saw that this was what he wanted to design.
如果今天你真的要把一个太空船要把它在一个地方着陆的话。
So if you want to land a space shuttle somewhere.
那么这里很明显给你看到这个一个太空船降落的样子。
Very clearly here you see a space shuttle landing.
所以呢他就根据他的想象。
So based on his imagination,
如果根据以西结这里的 hint, 我们姑且说他的暗示。
So if we look at the hint from Ezekiel,
那么现在如果你要做一个太制造一个太空船的话。
So if we are to build a space shuttle,
那应该是什么样子的。
What would it look like?
所以他就把图就把它画下来。
So then he drew a picture of it.
然后我们知道这个轮子轮里面套轮的。
And you know that within this wheel, there was another wheel.
所以他就研究说如果真的一个太空船降落的话。
So he imagined that if indeed a space shuttle landed.
那么这个轮中套轮应该是个什么样的设计。
Now how would you design for there to be a wheel within another wheel?
那么后来他就出版了一本书。
So then he published a book.
这本书就是以西结的太空船。
This is called the Space Shuttle of Ezekiel.
那不要忘记。
Don't forget.
这个并不是说果真是太空船来到了地上。
This doesn't say that actually there was a space shuttle that came to earth.
但这里讲到神的荣耀慢慢从天上来到地上。
But here it speaks about the glory of God slowly approaching earth.
那么这个时候呢对于一个读太空在太空工程的人。
Now, one who is an aeronautic engineer,
他可以从那里得到一个暗示。
He can receive some kind of hint.
如果真的有一个太空船的设计的话，
If there was truly a design of a space shuttle,
那么应该是什么样的设计？
How would it be designed?
所以在他那本书里面，他就把那个太空船，他就把那个太空船呢，那个样子就把它设计，就把它设计出来。
So in his book, he designed how that space shuttle would look like.
那么你就会发现说，那个四个翅膀啊，就等于就好像什么呢？就好像直升飞机的那个。
So you see how the wings of the cherubim would just like be the blade on the helicopter.
然后等到这个太空船降落的时候，果然有些轮子。
And when it landed, it actually did have wheels.
那么这些轮子当然需要有特别的设计的。
And you have to have special designs for these wheels.
我后来还看到有一个还有一个这个 master 的论文，就是硕士的论文。
And actually, I saw another dissertation, a master thesis.
那么就是根据这个大概这个设计，那么里面做了很多很复杂的计算。
And then did many calculations based on this design.
那么这就告，那么后来呢，这个人就拿到了 master.
And then, of course, he received the master.
那这些当然是从太空工程的角度来看 太空船的设计。
But of course, this is from a perspective of an aeronautic engineer to look at the design of a spaceship.
所以虽然刚开始这个作者是要驳斥那些好像笑话一样。
So in the beginning, this author was just trying to refute some of the more some of those fables that were around.
结果呢，他自己倒反而很认真的从以西结那里，他得到了一些的灵感。
But in the end, he got some inspiration from Ezekiel chapter one.
我当然后来所有 UFO 的人就根据他的著作。
So then many who believed in the UFOs,
他们说，你看这个就有了圣经的，又就有了科学的根据。
So they say, well, now you see scientific basis of our belief.
所以有的人就认为说，以西结就是太空，就是有一次在以西结的时候，太空船果然来到了这地上。
So many people believe that during the time of Ezekiel, indeed, a UFO landed on the earth.
那么如果这样的话，那么以西结真的坐了太空船了。
Now, if this were so, then Ezekiel probably boarded that UFO.
因为你知道，后来就是他坐了太空船，就到了那个这个加巴鲁河边被掳的人那里。
So of course he boarded that, and then he came upon those exiles near Chebar.
然后呢，最后又把他带到平原。And
then was brought to the plain.
然后平原呢，又把他带到耶路撒冷。And
then from the plain brought him to Jerusalem.
所以如果你真的这样想的话，那么以西结真的坐了太空船。So
if you think about it this way, then indeed Ezekiel boarded this UFO.
当然，我们如果从物质的眼光来读圣经的话，
Now if we study the Bible from a material perspective,
我们当然就会读到这些东西。
Of course, we will come to these conclusions.
所以我们知道以西结书是引起了相当多的人注意。
So we know that Ezekiel drew the attention of many.
所以很多年轻人来找我的时候，
So many young people when they come to me,
他都不是问说以西结书属灵的意思是什么。
They don't ask me, what is the spiritual significance of the book?
他说据你来看，这个到底是真的还是假？这是不是真的太空船来过的？
So when they ask me, they say, well, do you really feel that a space shuttle has landed before?
当然我们说过，如果你读以西结的话，
Because if you study the book of Ezekiel,
会给你那个印象。
It will give you that impression.
但是如果你真的从以西结整本书来出发的话，
But if you look at it from the perspective of the whole book of Ezekiel,
你就晓得说这个不过是引起人的一点兴趣就是。
We know that this but stirs up some interest among men.
但是这一个周末，
But this weekend,
我们倒是非常严肃来对待以西结的意思。
We want to look at the book of Ezekiel very strictly.
当然我们看开始的时候一定要把以西结的意象把它弄清楚。
Of course, in the beginning, we have to understand the vision of Ezekiel.
我们知道一个很有名的画家叫Raphael。
We know that there was a famous painter, Raphael.
这个拉法尔，他因为受了米开朗基罗的影响。
And because he was influenced by Michelangelo.
所以他也画了以西结大概的那个图画。
So he also painted the general picture of Ezekiel.
那么我也注意到历史上许多人试着要把以西结意象把它画出来。
And I also looked at how through history many people tried to paint the picture of Ezekiel.
但是以西结的图画是不可能画出来的。
But the picture of Ezekiel cannot be really painted.
因为以西结的图画不是平面。
Because the picture of Ezekiel is not two-dimensional.
你不可能用一个平面的画把它表达出来。
You cannot express it in a two-dimensional painting.
因为这里给我们看见不光是东西南北。
So because you see the north, east, south, and west.
而且有上有下。
You also see it going up and down.
所以它的图画乃是立体的图画。
So its picture is a three-dimensional picture.
所以你怎么能够形容，怎么能够描写这样一幅图画？
So how do you describe such a picture?
所以我们只能够从不同的角度 给一点的印象。So
we can only give you an impression from different angles.
然后我们大概知道那天以西结看见了什么。So
then we can know what did Ezekiel see that day.
然后接下去我们要问那个解释在什么地方。
And then we want to ask the next question is where is this interpretation?
我们要让圣灵来解释他自己的话。
We want to allow the Holy Spirit to interpret his own words.
在整本旧约里面，
In the whole book of the Old Testament,
没有一卷书比以西结书更神秘。
Not one book is more mysterious than the book of Ezekiel.
因为拉比警告所有读以西结书的人，
Because the rabbis warned all that study the book of Ezekiel.
你们千万不要好奇。
Don't be curious.
因为你到了以西结书，好像就到了圣地一样。
Because when you come to the book of Ezekiel, as if you have come to Holy Land.
不光你要把 解脱下来。
And you not only have to remove your sandals.
但是更重要的，你不能随便的解释。
You cannot interpret it any which way.
你问今天任何的拉比。
You ask any rabbi today.
他们是没有解释。
They don't know how to interpret.
他们朦朦胧胧，大概的知道以西结讲什么。
They have a very blurry picture of the understanding of the book of Ezekiel.
但是以西结这卷书从来没有被解开。
But the book of Ezekiel has never been opened up.
一直到今天。
Not until today.
你可以肯定在39卷里面。
You can be sure that among the 39 books.
最奥秘的一卷书就是以西结。
The most mysterious book is the book of Ezekiel.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
你知道我们的主已经来了。
Our Lord Jesus has already come.
圣灵已经来了。
The Holy Spirit has already come.
圣灵要引导我们进入一切的真理。
The Holy Spirit will lead us into all truth.
圣灵要帮助我们。
The Holy Spirit wants to help us.
把他已经说过的话对我们再说一遍。
To speak the word that he has already spoken and speak it again.
所以现在我们要寻求圣灵的解释。
So we want to request the interpretation of the Holy Spirit.
我们恳求主在这个周末。
We ask that the Lord during this weekend.
让我们能够明白以西结书的意思。
That we may understand the vision of Ezekiel.
等到我们明白那个意象。
Then when we understand the vision of Ezekiel.
你就知道说原来和基督徒一些基本的生活发生关系。
Then we discover that it has much to do with some basic things in our Christian life.
那么到底以西结的意象告诉我们什么？
So what does the vision of Ezekiel tell us?
那这里面有几层的启示。
Now there are a few levels of revelation.
这一次我们所注意的是最根基的部分，最基础的一部分。
Our focus is time will be on the most foundational level.
那么在这当我们注意这一部分的时候。
Now when we focus on this portion.
那么到底以西结的意象讲什么呢？
Now what does the vision of Ezekiel tell us?
它呢是给我们看见基督徒的两栖生活。
It tells us about the amphibious life of amphibious Christian life.
我们的生命乃是个两栖的生命。
Our life is an amphibious life.
能够在两个不同世界里面同时生存。
We can survive in two worlds.At the same time.
有一种像青蛙两栖的动物。
So we know that there are amphibious animals like the frog.
它可以同时在水里，可以在陆地生存。
He can survive in water and also on land.
我们知道这样的动物乃是两栖的动物。
Now we know this kind of animal is an amphibious animal.
但是请我们记得。
But let us remember.
以西结的意象是告诉我们说。
The vision of Ezekiel tells us.
我们所得着的生命。
The life that we receive.
是两栖的。
Is an amphibious life.
我们的生活是两栖的生活。
Our life ought to be an amphibious life.
那我们怎么明白这件事呢？
Now, how do we understand such a thing?
我想最清楚的解释就是以西结书第一章。
I think the clearest explanation is in Ezekiel chapter 1.
如果我们把那个意象，我们把以西结的意象明白过来。
So if we understand the vision of Ezekiel.
然后我们知道什么叫做神的荣耀。
And then we can understand what the glory of God is.
那么然后我想我们就能够明白。我们就能明白以西结书到底什么叫做什么叫做两栖的生活。
So then we can understand what is this amphibious life.
所以我们看到一件事。
So we see one thing.
所以我们看到一件事。
So we see one thing.
就是这个以西结这里的意象。
The vision of Ezekiel.
他有一个目的。
He has a purpose.
如果对于旧约人来说。
So for those in the Old Testament.
好像就是一个意象。
It's just a vision.
但是因透过圣灵的解释。
But through the interpretation of the Holy Spirit.
那么让我们明白的。
So it allows us to understand.
乃是基督徒生活里面非常非常基本的东西。
It becomes very foundational in our Christian life.
所以这些不光是为着蒙恩多年的弟兄。
So this is not just for those that have been saved for many years.
也是为着一些刚刚的信徒。
It's also for those that have newly believed.
所以现在我们就开始来看第一章。
So we'd like to look in chapter 1.
第一章第一节。
Chapter 1 verse 1.
当30年4月5日。
Now it came about in the 13th year on the 5th day of the 4th month.
以西结在加巴鲁河边被掳的人中天就开了得见神的意象。
While I was by the river Chebar among the exiles, the heavens were opened, I saw the visions of God.
如果大家注意那个小字的话。
If you pay attention to reference in Chinese.
那么这个我们知道说这个在英文在这个 中文是说以西结，但是事实上呢，我们知道在原文呢是我。
Actually, in the Chinese it says Ezekiel, but in the English and the original it says I.
所以就是说，我在加巴鲁河边被裸人中间，天就看了，得见神的异象。
I was by the river Chebar among the exiles, and I saw visions of God.
然后读到第二节、第三节，你知道这个我是指着以西结。
And then in verse 2 and 3, you see that this refers to Ezekiel.
所以从第一节到第三节就是我以西结。
So from verse 1 to verse 3 is I, Ezekiel.
那这个口气在圣经里面是很特别的口气。
Now this way of speaking is very unique in the Bible.
还有一个人这样说的，我但以理。
Another person that said this was I, Daniel.
还有一个人这样说的，我约翰。
And another person, I, John.
所以这里的意象是相当主观的。
So this vision is actually very subjective.
所以我们要知道，当圣灵说我约翰，我但以理，我以西结的时候，
when the Holy Spirit shows us I, Ezekiel, I, Daniel, I, John,
我们就要注意。这个启示是非常非常特别的。
So then we know that this revelation will be a special revelation.
这里说以西结，我在加巴鲁河边。
So here it says, I, Ezekiel, was next to the river Chebar.
这个加巴鲁就是 Tel Aviv.
The Chebar is actually Tel Aviv.
我们如果大家今天到这个，对不起，我说错了，这个加巴鲁河边呢，这个以色列人他们是住在这个提勒雅比那里。
So actually, next to the river Chebar, there's a place referred to as Tel Aviv.
那么这个就是今天的 Tel Aviv.
It's actually the same as Tel Aviv of today.
当然，圣经的 Tel Aviv 在先。
Now, of course, the Tel Aviv mentioned in the Bible came first.
然后我们知道，等到以色列人就在约帕的附近建造现代化的都市的时候，就给它起名叫做 Tel Aviv.
So now, when the people of Israel they were building a city near Jaffa, they named it Tel Aviv.
这个加巴鲁河呢，大概是在巴比伦东南方的地方一个人工的运河。
So actually, the river Chebar is probably on the southeast.Of Babylon, and it was a man-made river.
所以你可以想象得到，以色列人当初被掳到巴比伦的时候。
So when the people of Israel they were deported to Babylon,
他们多半就分散在巴比伦的巴比，就是巴比啊，分散布在加巴鲁的河边。
So they were spread next to this river Chebar near Babylon.
然后以西结说，他我在被掳的人当中。
And Ezekiel said, I was among the exiles.
所以我们就知道大概在公元前600年的时候。
So we know that probably around 600 BC.
你记得以色列人曾经被巴比伦的军队掳到巴比伦。
You know, the people of Israel, they were deported by Babylonians to Babylon.
以色列这根树连根拔起就被抛到遥远的巴比伦。
So this tree of Israel was uprooted and cast to Babylon.
那么这里三十年呢？
Now,This 30 years
是说到以西结刚好30岁的时候。
The 30th year meant that Ezekiel was 30 years old.
以西结是个祭司。
Ezekiel was a priest.
他30岁的时候，他应该进到圣殿去供职。
When he is 30 years old, he was supposed to enter into the temple to serve.
但他没有想到他是在被掳的人。
But he didn't imagine that he would be among the exiles.
他一生最大的盼望要侍奉神。
His whole, the greatest hope of his life was to serve God.
从25岁开始就开始实习了。
Starting from when he was 25, he was supposed to be an intern.
结果他的目的就是希望有一天能进到圣殿做祭司来侍奉神。
So hopefully that one day he will be able to enter into the temple and serve.
结果现在你看见这里有一个祭司。
So then now you see a priest here.
他要进到圣殿去侍奉。
He wanted to enter into the temple to serve.
他看不见圣殿。
He couldn't see the temple.
圣殿已经毁在圣殿已经被摧毁，圣殿将来有一天要被摧毁。
The temple one day would be destroyed.
那个时候圣殿还在耶路撒冷。
So the temple was still in Jerusalem.
但是呢，它已经被 落到巴比伦。
But he was already exiled into Babylon.
他应该进到圣殿去供职的。
He ought to go into the temple to serve.
结果他在加巴路河边。
But then he was found next to the river Chebar.
所以这里有一个人。
So here was a man.
他是没有家乡的。
He was one without a home.
A man without country. 他是一个没有故乡的人。
A man without his hometown.
而且他是一个祭司，是没有圣殿的。
And he was a priest without a temple.
以西结的痛苦是双重的痛苦。
Now the pain of Ezekiel was double.
以西结非常的爱他的国家。
He loved his nation.
但现在是有一半的百姓却是没有国家。
But there is a people now, no nation.
有一半的祭司却是没有圣殿。
There were a group of priests but no temple.
所以你知道是在一个非常不平常的时候。
So it was a very abnormal time.
结果你看见以西结是带着很痛苦的心情。
So Ezekiel was in great suffering.
他刚好在加巴路河边。
He was next to the river Chebar.
我们不知道这是不是就是圣经里面所说的。
We don't know if this is what the Bible refers to.
所以他们说他们在河边把琴就挂在柳枝头。
So where they speak about how they left the harps on the trees.
因为在 willows.
On the willows.
所以他们说你们唱个锡安的歌吧。
So he said, why don't you sing a song of Zion?
但他们每次想起锡安他们就哭了。
But every time they thought of Zion, they would weep.
他们怎么能够唱锡安的歌？
How could they sing the song of Zion?
如果锡安是在好几百里以外的地方。
If Zion was hundreds of miles away.
他们所看见的月亮是同样的月亮。
The moon that they saw was the same one.
但他们所眼前所看见的乃是巴比伦的钟。
But what they saw before their eyes was the different things of Babylon.
他们要的是希望能够再一次看到像锡安山的情景。
They wanted to see the picture of Zion again.
结果他们只好把琴挂在柳枝头。
But they could only leave the harps on the willows.
他们怎么能再唱？
How could they sing on?
他们有琴，但他们没有歌。
They had harps, but they had no song.
因为他们有人，却是没有国家。
Because they had a people, but not a nation.
他们是祭司，却是没有圣殿。
They were priests, but they didn't have a temple.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
这个时候以色列人刚刚经过了一次很大的浩劫
Now the people of Israel have gone through a great trial
他们好像逃难一样
As if they were fleeing for their lives
那么这几百万人几百万几百万的难民几百万难民当他们逃难的时候
Now for these millions of refugees
你看见他们从这个以色列就逃就往北走然后终于就好像逃难一样被压着到了巴比伦
And they went to the north and then as if they were captives they were sent to Babylon
你记得当他们逃经过这个拉结的坟墓的时候
Now do you remember when they passed the tomb of Rachel
耶利米告诉我们
Jeremiah tells us
这个拉结在坟墓里面嚎啕大哭
Rachel was weeping in her tomb for her children
因为她的儿女都不在
Because her children were no more
她嚎啕大哭的声音
Now the voice of her weeping
连在北边拉玛在耶路撒冷北边拉玛的地方都听见
Even those who were in the north of Israel they could hear it
拉玛就是最近这个阿拉法特埋葬的地方
Now the city of Ramah was where Arafat was recently buried
我们知道说你一个伯利恒在南一个在北
Now there was a Bethlehem on the south and one in the north
结果大家全这个周围的人都听见
And those that surrounded heard it
所以耶利米是有这样的一幅图画
Now Jeremiah used such a picture
给我们看见以色列人经过的是何等大的浩劫
To see what great trial the people of Israel went through.
你看见以色列人经过何等大的 affliction， 何等大的苦难。
And they suffered such great affliction.
他们离开了他们的家乡。
They left their hometown.
而现在以西结要侍奉神。
And now Ezekiel wanted to serve.
尤其他30岁的时候。
Especially when he was 30 years old.
他的感觉比别人更深刻。
Now his feeling was much deeper than others.
就在那个时候。
At that time.
他看见天开。
He saw the heavens open.
然后他说得见神的异象。
And then he saw the vision of God.
这是第一章第一节。
This is chapter 1, verse 1.
在这里有一句话是非常特别的。
Now there's a phrase here that's very unique.
这句话在旧约里面没有出现过。
This has never appeared in another place in the Old Testament.
那就是很简单四个字中文。
And it's four words.
中文是四个字。
Well, it's a phrase.
中文是四个字，那就是天就开了。
And that is the heavens were open.
天就开了。
Heavens were open.
在整本旧约里面。
And the whole Old Testament.
只有一个人看见天开了。
There was only one person who saw the heavens open.
这个人是以西结。
This person was Ezekiel.
在新约。
In the New Testament.
好多人都看见天开了。
Many people saw the heavens open.
最早的就是我们的主。
The earliest was our Lord Jesus.
当他受浸的时候。
When he was baptized.
从水里看来上来。
And when he came forth from the water.
圣经告诉我们说天开了。
The Bible tells us that the heavens open.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
天开了。
The heavens open.
就证明说。
It proves that.
神喜悦了。
That God was satisfied.
因为这是我的爱子。
Because this is my beloved son.
我所喜悦。
In whom I am well pleased.
所以天就开。
That's why the heavens open.
所以每一次天开。
So every time the heavens open.
乃是天喜悦的表示。
It's to prove that heaven has rejoiced.
如果我们是在敞开的天底下。
So if we are under an open heaven.
换句话说。
In other words.
我们是终日在天的喜悦底下。
It means that we are under the pleasure of heaven.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们的主当然是在敞开的殿底。
Our Lord Jesus, of course, was under an open heaven.
经过了三十年,
after 30 years,
他在耶华面前生长如嫩芽,
he grew up as a tender shoot before our God,
又像根出于干地,
and he was like a root out of parched ground.
从人来看,
from the perspective of man,
这三十年好像就这样过去,
these 30 years as if it just went there.
地是一片的干地。
The land is parched.
这个地从来没有叫我们的主喜悦过的。
So this land never allowed our God to be pleased.
但是三十年之久。
But after 30 years.
他能够活在天的境界。
He can live in under the heavenly realm.
他能够与神有最亲密的交。
He can have the closest fellowship with God.
他的根能够一直探到最深最深的地方。
His root can reach to the most deep parts.
等到经过了三十年。
After 30 years.
到了一个段落的时候。
After a time.
现在在地上有一个生命。
Now there is a life on the earth.
是从来没有经过的生命
was a life that never existed before.
没有一个生命能经过三十年的考验
No life can go through the test of 30 years.
不光三十年
Not just 30 years.
有的人一年都不行
Some people not even 1 year.
我们的生命连一天的考验都不行
Some of us not even 1 day can go through the test.
这里有一个考验
Now there was a test.
是三十年的考验
A test of 30 years.
在三十三年之内
After 33 years.
大部分的时间
Most of the time.
弟兄姊妹这里我们的主经过一个考验
Our Lord Jesus went through a test.
我们才知道他的根有多深。
We know how deep is his root.
现在等他真的经过这三十年。
After he went through these 30 years.
现在于是路加给我，路加要给我们看见。
Luke shows us.
给我们看见说，在人类有历史以来。
That in the history of mankind.
你从来没有看见这样的生命。
You never saw such a life.
从来没有看见过。
Never.
所以感谢神。
So,
天上有声音说
There was a voice from heaven,
这是我的爱子。
This is my beloved son,
我所喜悦的。
In whom I am well pleased.
三年以后
After 3 years,
到了黑门山上
When he came to Mount Hermon,
又是这是我所喜悦的。
This is my beloved son.
天为什么呢
Why?
因为在前三十年
Because in the first 30 years,
是主的生命
It's the life of Christ.
后面的三年
the latter 3 years,
是主的生活 是主的工作
It's the work of the Lord Jesus.
无论他的 life or 他的 ministry, 不管他的工作或者他的职业
No matter his life or his ministry,
你看见都叫我们的主满意
It satisfies our God.
什么时候天说话了就表示满意
When heaven speaks, it means that God is pleased.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
感谢神
Thank the Lord.
你看见说没有一个人像我们的主一样。
We know that no one is like our Lord Jesus.
无论他的生命
，whether his life，
无论他们的工作
，whether his ministry，
你看见都是叫天喜悦。
It causes heaven to be pleased.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
在人类有历史以来
，in the history of mankind，
你从来没有看见一个人的生命像这样的生命。
You never saw such a life.
感谢主弟兄姊妹因为这个缘故
this,
你如果读新约圣经
if you study the New Testament,
很明显的
very clear,
当然的
of course,
我们的主天为他开了
the heavens are open for our Lord Jesus.
但是不止如此
Not only that,
马可福音告诉我们
the Gospel Mark tells us,
天不光是开了
the heavens are only open,
而且 heaven was rent, 天是裂开了
and the heaven was rent
弟兄姊妹，这是件稀奇的事。
This is an amazing thing.
不光天开了
，Not just the heavens open.
你知道有时候天开了
，You know sometimes heavens open.
因为乌云满布
，Because it's full of clouds.
结果太阳出来了
，And then the sun shone.
我们说天开了
，We say the heavens are open.
错的
，It's true.
圣经里面有这个意思在里面。
The Bible does have this inference.
但是那一次。
But that time,
乃是天完全裂开了
is that the heaven was veiled.
这是空前绝后的事
So it was red. This is something that never happened before.
And what,
that will never happen again.
所以我们知道说这个是天地中间了不起的一件大事
This is indeed a great event between heaven and earth.
所以感谢主
Thank the Lord.
我们看见说
We see that
天的确是向我们的主开了
That our heaven was open for our Lord Jesus.
但是不要忘记
But don't forget.
我们的主对对这个拿但业怎么说
How did the Lord Jesus say to Nathaniel?
他说你们都要看见
you will all see
换一句话
In other words
不光主的天是开的
Not only the Lord Jesus the heaven was not open
for
the Lord Jesus
如果我们读约翰福音
If we study the gospel
你知道主怎么说呢
What did the Lord Jesus say?
主说我实实在在在告诉你
Truly I say to you
你们将要看见天开了
You shall see the heavens open
弟兄姊
妹，
不管我们的主天开了
only our Lord, the heavens open for our Lord,
你们也要看见
you will see it also,
不过你们要等一等
but you have to wait a little bit.
等到有一件事发生以后
After one thing has occurred,
每一个人都要看见
everyone will see.
看见天开是常态
To see the heavens open is something more usual.
这是对的，应每天应该发生的事。
You ought to see it every day.
所以弟兄姊妹
so, brothers,
今天你没有看见天开
Have you seen the heavens open today?
今天你没有在敞开的天底下呢
Are you living under an open heaven today?
我们不是在旧约
We are not in the Old Testament.
旧约是难得天开了
In the Old Testament, the heavens rarely open.
只有一个人以西结看见天开了
Only one person saw it, Ezekiel.
再也没有了
Not a second
time, 但到了新约
but when you come to the new
不是特别的人
it's not a special
不是像以西结那样
it's not just like an Egypt.
当然我们的主天开了向主我们的神向着我们的主天开了
the heavens were open for our Lord Jesus.
那是应当的
of course this would happen.
感谢主
Thanks the Lord.
主怎么向他开启天怎么向他开启
How the heavens open for him?
主也要向我们开启
It will be open to us.
不过要等一等
but you have to wait a little
有一件事情要做
there's something that needs to happen.
等到那一件事情成功的时候
After that event,
那么好了我每个人都要看见天开
that each one of us will see the heavens open.
感谢主
Thank the Lord.
圣经里面最少有两个例子
There are two examples in the Bible
给我们看见在主耶稣以外天是开的
to show that the heavens are open other than for the Lord
一个就是斯蒂凡要寻到的
One was when Stephen was to be martyred
当斯蒂凡要寻到的时候
when Stephen was to be martyred
他看见神的荣耀
He saw the glory of God.
他看见人子站在神的右边
He saw the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
这个不是天晴，不是说雨过天晴天开了。
It's not just speaking of about a blue sky after the rain.
现在你可以一直看到三层天的。
You can see to the third heaven.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Sisters,
有的时候我们空气天是开了。
Sometimes when the clouds go away for the blue sky.
但第二层的天没有开。
But we do not see the second heaven.
有的第二层天开，第三层天没有开的。
And sometimes the second heaven is open, but not the third heaven.
什么叫做在敞开的天底下呢？
What does it mean to be under an open heaven?
不是因为出太阳了。
It's not because there is the sun.
感谢主，太阳出来了。
The sun appears.
你看见天开了。
You see the heavens open.
但是比这更深。
But it's even higher than that.
弟兄姊妹，现在你所看见的三层天开了。
What you see is the third heaven open.
因为我们的神在三层天。
Because our God is in the third heaven.
人子站在神的右边，在三层天。
The Son of Man standing at the right hand of God is in the third heaven.
然后你知道，这个时候，那个时候，这个保罗还没有得救。
At that time, Paul was not saved yet.
他听见他最不，他听见一句话，他最不喜欢听的。
He heard a sound that he didn't want to hear.
有话，他是听见的话，他最不喜欢听见的。
He heard someone say something that he didn't want to hear.
为什么
？Why？
因为保罗是个读圣经的人。
Because Paul was one who studied the Bible.
保罗是个读以西结书的人。
Paul was one who studied the book of Ezekiel.
没有人比保罗更懂得以西结。
No one understood the book of Ezekiel more than Paul.
以西结给我们看见神荣耀的意象。
Now Ezekiel shows us the vision of the glory of God.
你问所有伟大的拉比。
You ask all the great rabbis.
你如果要明白什么叫做神的荣耀。
If you want to understand what is the glory of God.
你来读以西结书就很清楚。
Study the book of Ezekiel and you will be clear.
但是不要忘记。
Don't forget,
以西结书没有告诉我们神的荣耀。
The book of Ezekiel didn't tell us about the glory of God.
以西结书是告诉我们神的荣耀的形象。
Ezekiel tells us the form of the glory of God, the image of the glory of God.
所以我们要记得。
So, let us remember.
这里以西结所看见是朦朦胧胧的。
So what Ezekiel saw was kind of blurry.
意思就是说，他是看见了耶和华的荣耀，但是耶和华荣耀的形象。
He saw the glory of God, but it was the image of the glory of God.
旧约的人没有一个人可能看到神的荣耀。
In the Old Testament, no one could see the glory of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so、brothers,
为什么你看不清楚呢？
Why was it blurry?
有它的原因的。
It has its reason.
等一等你就看见。
Then you will see.
这个以西结的天开了。
Now when Ezekiel's heavens opened,
和什么呢？和这个斯蒂凡的天开有何等的不同
？It is different than the heavens being opened for Stephen.
一个在主耶稣工作以前，
one,
一个在工作以后。
Because one happened before the work of the Lord Jesus, one happened after the work of the Lord.
这是宇宙间很大很大的事。
So this is a great event in the universe.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
你看见吗
？Do you see that?
就在那个时候
，at that time，
你知道扫罗要这个。这个谁啊？这个斯蒂凡的寻道，扫罗在旁边。
Now Stephen was to be martyred, and Paul was right next to him.
你知道说他有很多话不要听，他都听进去。
And there are many words that he didn't want to hear, but he heard it.
你记不记得斯蒂凡讲了一遍很长的道
？Remember Stephen preached a long sermon.
一个长的，一个听到不已经很不容易。
Now for someone to listen to a message,
你要把一篇道把它背过来，那是更不容易。
It's difficult enough, but if you want to memorize it, it's even more difficult.
除非你很注意的听。
Unless you are very focused and paying attention.
你讲那篇道。不可能路加听到的。
Now of course that portion that sermon was not heard by Luke.
这个所有的资料是保罗给他的。
It was Paul who gave the information to Luke.
那么斯蒂凡讲了一篇最长的道。
Now Stephen spoke a very long sermon.
谁把它记下来
？Who remembered it?
那么斯蒂凡是谁呢
？Who is Stephen?
斯蒂凡是应当被铲除的，应该被弃绝的。
Stephen ought to be rejected, ought to be killed.
你看见吗？这是为什么后来斯蒂凡寻道的时候，连保罗也鼓掌的。
So when Stephen was martyred, even Paul was there applauding.
所以你就知道说，那个时候在保罗的感觉里面。
So in the feeling of Paul at that time,
不光主耶稣应当钉十字架。
Not just the Lord Jesus has to be crucified.
所有跟随他的人也都应当钉十字架。
All who follow him must be crucified.
那么尤其是斯蒂凡。
Especially Stephen.
很可能他和斯蒂凡辩论过的。
So maybe he debated with Stephen.
非常非常可能。
It's very possible.
但是弟兄姊妹。
Brother and sister,
如果他是被弃绝，
if he was rejected,
为什么在他的身上满了能力？
Why was it that in him you could see power?
为什么他的话没有人抵挡得住呢？
Why could no one overcome his words?
我不知道斯蒂凡是不是在加马列门下学了许多受教的。
I don't know if Stephen was trained under Gamaliel.
但是有一件事我知道。
But one thing I know.
保罗的确是从加马列门下严格受教。
Paul was trained strictly under Gamaliel.
所以可以说这个保罗是受过神学训练的。
So you know Paul was under the teaching of a theological training.
这个斯蒂凡很可能不是。
Stephen very possibly wasn't.
但是试试看。
But let's
try. 当圣灵在他身上的。
When the Holy Spirit was upon him.
你看见他的话到一个情形。
His word came to a point.
好像连保罗挡也挡不住。
As if Paul couldn't even resist it.
这个能力从哪里来？
Where does this power come from?
你看见吗？这个叫保罗非常非常吃惊。
This caused Paul to be shocked.
那么如果他是被神所弃绝。
So if he was rejected by God.
为什么他寻道的时候？
Why when he was martyred?
他的脸像狮子，像。天使一样的
His face is the face of an angel.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
一个寻道者的，一个做寻道者的
One who is a martyr for God.
他的心像狮子的
His heart is the heart of a lion.
他的脸却像天使的
His face is the face of an angel.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
那个脸保罗永远不会忘记
Paul will never forget that face.
所以你看见是保罗告诉路加
So it was Paul who told Luke.
所以路加告诉我们说斯蒂凡脸像天使的脸
So Luke told us that the face of Stephen was the face of an angel. Not only that.
如果神没有和斯蒂凡同在
，If God was not with Stephen，
你看见现在斯蒂凡对讲话的对象不是一般的群众。
Now Stephen was just not speaking to a general audience.
他是对一般圣经的学者说。
He was speaking to Bible scholars.
这些都是犹太人中间最懂得圣经的。
These are ones who understood the Bible the best among the Jews.
他从亚伯拉罕开始讲。
Starting from Abraham.
然后讲到摩西。
He spoke about Moses.
讲到大卫。
About David.
一直讲下去。
All the way onward.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
为什么他讲这篇道？
Why when he spoke this message?
和别人的不一样。
Was different than anybody else.
是一个什么力量叫保罗能听得清清楚楚？
What power caused it for Paul to be able to hear it so clearly?
原因很简单。
The reason is simple.
因为圣灵借着斯蒂凡对旧约的解释和保罗完完全全不一样。
Because the Holy Spirit through Stephen's interpretation of the Old Testament was completely different from Paul.
你看见这整个旧约像一本新的书一样。
The whole Old Testament became like a new book.
现在保罗听见了。
Now Paul heard it.
他稀奇得很。
He was so amazed.
我受了那么多的训练。
I've been trained so much.
好像我所有的汗都白流了。
As if I shed my tears, I sweated for nothing.
我好像整本的圣经都背过来了。
As if I memorized the whole Bible.
但是你听听这个，好像听听这个人讲。
But listen to this man speak.
他不要听。
He didn't want to hear.
但是大家都捂着耳朵。
He said everybody closed their ears.
他好像也捂着耳朵。
He probably also held up his ears.
但他都听见。
But he heard everything.
这证明什么？
What does that prove?
有一样东西吸引住。
There was something that drew Paul.
吸住他了。
Drew him.
那不光如此。
Not only that.
更稀奇。
Even more amazing.
他说：“我看见天开。”
I see the heavens open.
这句话不能听见。
He cannot hear the word.
他怎么说？
What did Paul say?
他看见了神的荣耀。
And he said he saw the glory of God.
看见人子站在。
Saw how the Son of Man was standing on the right hand of God. Remember,
如果保罗没有听错的,
if Paul didn't hear it wrong,
他实在没有听错,
he didn't hear it wrong.
斯蒂凡是看见了神的荣耀。
Stephen saw the glory of God.
他是远远超过以西结所看见。
What he saw surpassed that of Ezekiel.
以西结只看见神的荣耀的形象。
Ezekiel only saw the image of the glory of God.
现在斯蒂凡所看见的就是神的荣耀。
What Stephen saw was the glory of God.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters.
保罗要说不可能啊。
Paul said it's impossible.
因为在整本的旧约就一个人能看见天开。
Because in the whole Old Testament, only one person saw the heavens open.
那个人叫以西结。
That person's name was Ezekiel.
一直到现在。
Even until today,
我们知道说，在犹太人中间，这个以西结书变成最神秘的一卷。
We know that even today among the Jews, the Book of Ezekiel is still the most mysterious one.
换句话说
，In other words,
整本的书都是封闭。
The whole book is closed.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
不光对今天的拉比是封闭
，Not is it just closed to the rabbis of today.
对于保罗也是封闭。
For Paul, it was also closed.
所以想想看
，So think about it.
他从来不知道什么叫做神的荣耀。
He never understood what the glory of God was.
他们讨论过。
They have discussed.
他们也研究过。
They researched.
他们最多只知道神荣耀的形式。
The most they can know and see is the image of the glory of God.
现在有一个人有解答了。
Now there was someone who had an interpretation.
他看到了神的荣耀。
Because he saw the glory of God.
不光看到神的荣耀。
He not just saw the glory of God.
而且他不是以西结。
He's not Ezekiel.
他说天开。
He said the heavens open.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
你看这句话他不能接受
You see this is something he cannot
他说我没有听见
He said I did not hear it
我怎么样都没有听见
I did not hear it
那我怎么能够没有听见呢
How can I not have heard it
弟兄姊妹斯蒂凡寻到了
Stephen has been martyred
但有更多人像斯蒂凡一样
But there are many others like Stephen
他叫每次看这些像斯蒂凡的基督徒
Every time he saw Christians like Stephen
那些话就回来了
Those words returned
甚至荣耀回来了
The glory of God returned
你看天开了就回来
Now the heavens opened
他说我不能听
He said, I can't hear it. I didn't hear it.
我不要听。
I don't want to hear it.
你看见神，你看见我们的主是用那个农夫的刺在刺我，刺他的良心。
Our Lord Jesus was, our Lord was using that thorn to poke on the goad to poke on Paul's side.
结果你看见他一直要踢那根刺。
And he wanted to kick against the goad.
结果他非常非常的痛苦。
Then of course he suffered greatly.
他为着要他所有的声音都听不见。
Now, in order to block out all the sounds,
只有一个办法,
he only had one way.
杀害所有的基督徒,
he had to kill all the Christians.
叫所有的基督徒消失,
so all the Christians could disappear.
他的声音就消失了,
then that voice would disappear.
他就能够睡觉,
then he could sleep.
你看见保罗有多少个晚上翻来覆去不能够睡觉,
and Paul probably had many sleepless nights.
原因很简单的,
very simple.
他不肯降服。
Because he did not want to submit.
他不愿意听见说有一个人是在以西结以外已经看见天开。
He didn't want to hear that someone else other than Ezekiel saw the heavens open.
这是不可能的事。
This is impossible.
你看见吗？
You see that?
人最多是看见神的荣耀。
Man can only see the image of the glory of God.
什么可能是神的荣耀？
How can he see the glory of God?
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
你看见吗？
You see that?
这个是宇宙中一个很大的谜呀。
This is a great mystery in the universe.
我们要知道，在整个拉比的研究当中，
now under the In the research of all the rabbis,
你去问他们,
you ask them,
你们研究来研究去,
After you've done all this
research,
what is the topic that's hardest to understand?
神的荣耀,
the glory of God.
一直到今天还是这样,
even until today, it's this way.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
我们何等的荣幸,
we are so blessed.
我们实在要感谢我们,
we have to thank our Lord.
你看见吗?
You see that?
不光是司机法,
it's not just Stephen.
主对南大爷说,
the Lord Jesus said to Nathaniel,
你们都要看见,
you will see, or all see.
为什么?
Why?
只要我们主完成了一件大事以后,
after our Lord Jesus accomplishes something, then all of you will see it. What Stephen saw, we are to see also. So thank the Lord. We want to look at the vision of Ezekiel. But actually, we ought to live under an open heaven today. What we see is even more than what Ezekiel saw. Thank the Lord. Ezekiel gave us a picture. Ezekiel gave us a photograph. The New Testament gives us the true person. So when we look at this true man in the background, looking at that photograph, it becomes clear. So that's why we have this opportunity to look at the book of Ezekiel. So this is indeed a great event. Stephen was this way. John was this way also. He saw the door of heaven open. Now, the heaven had a gate. Especially in the third heaven. And then when that gate was open, and then John saw something. And then what he saw, he wrote in the book of Revelation. When you came to chapter
19,
and the heavens open again. So brothers and sisters, thank the Lord. Now we understand. The heavens are open to every child of God. This is our normal state. But if you study the book of Ezekiel, you think it's amazing. In the Old Testament, you cannot find a second person. And he saw the image of the glory of God. It's very interesting. So we want to look. What is that vision? But we have to slow down. We have to look at why didn't the heavens open? Why is it that in the New Testament are the heavens open?
所以我想我们在这里稍微要说一点，我觉得这是很重要的常识。
So I think we have to explain it because it's a very important common sense. Normally when we preach the gospel,
我们讲到主的救赎，讲到我们神与我们，我们与神和好。
When we speak about the reconciliation of man and God, we speak about us and God. Because of this matter of sin, we have left God and very far from Him. And then on the cross, the Lord Jesus, He wants to do the work of reconciliation. There used to be a father. He had a great problem with his son. And then his son left home. Then one day, his mother was sick. The father sent a telegraph to his son. He said, your mother is very sick. So they all came to the hospital next
to the
mother. Now one was on this side of the mother, one was on the other side of the mother. They still didn't talk.
At
such an important juncture, they didn't talk to each other. And then in the end, the mother had this last strength in her. On the one hand, she held the hand of the son. And then on the other hand, held the hand of the father. And using the last strength, she put these two hands in her bosom.
她就断气。
And then she lost her breath.
这就是十字架上的故事。
This is the story of the cross.
我们主钉在十字架上。
When our Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross,
他一手拉着我们的手。
On the one hand, he held our hand.
一手拉着天上父的手。
On the other hand, he held the hand of our Heavenly Father.
在十字架上。
On the cross.
他叫我们与他和好。
He caused us to be reconciled.
从此以后。
From that time on,
因着主的宝血,
because of the blood of the Lord Jesus,
因着主的救赎,
because of the salvation of the Lord Jesus,
我们能亲近神到不能再亲近,
we can approach God not to such an extent that can't be called
for. 我们本来是浪子,
we were prodigal sons.
我们是得罪神,
we were one who sinned against God.
我们得罪了天, 我们也得罪了, 我们得罪了父亲, 也得罪了天,
we sinned against the Father and also the heavens.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but thank the Lord,
感谢
主。
因着十字架的工作,
because of the work of the cross,
现在我们能与神近到不能够再近。
Now we can approach God to such a close point.
因为圣殿的幔子从上到下裂为两半，是不是？
Because the veil was rent from top to bottom, wasn't it?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我们就蒙了个救。
Now we're safe.
我们传福音多半是讲这一半。
We preach the gospel, but usually only this half.
因为我们的罪太大。
Because our sin is too great.
只要我们蒙恩得救就好了。
If we're just saved, that's enough.
我们忘记了神还有一个宇宙。
But we forgot that God still has a universe.
我们很重要。
We are very important.
神不光创造我们。
God not only created us.
神还创造整个的宇宙。
God also created the whole universe.
宇宙的故事什么故事？
What is the story of the universe?
是天与地的故事。
It's the story of the heavens and the earth.
什么叫宇宙呢？
What is the universe?
天加上地，这叫做宇宙。
The heavens and the earth, this is the universe.
那问题在这里。
The problem is this,
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
今天人堕落犯罪以后，
after man sinned and fell,
不光是人离开神了，
not only man left God,
天和地也分开了。
The heaven and earth were separated.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Sisters, you see?
所以今天主在十字架上所成功的救恩，
so the salvation of the Lord Jesus accomplished,
不光解决了人的问题，
not only took care of the problem,
也解决了整个宇宙的问题，
also took care of the problem of the universe.
你看。罪就进到整个的宇宙。
The sin entered into this universe.
罪污染了整个的宇宙。
The sin polluted the whole universe.
那现在我们要问。
Now we want to ask.
神要怎么做呢？
What was God going to do?
所以你读哥罗西书的时候。
So when you study the book of Colossians.
许多时候我们忽略了。
Oftentimes we neglect.
我们读到哥罗西书我们就都差不多了。
When we study Colossians, it's all about the same.
没有。
No.
你看你们哥林多，哥罗西给我们看见整个宇宙的图画。
Colossians shows us the whole picture of the whole universe.
讲到我们能与主和好以前。
Before we can talk about us being reconciled to God,
讲了你们，
speaking you,
你们就是罪人，
you are sinners.
我们这些罪人，
we are sinners.
怎么能与神和好？
How can we be reconciled to God?
在前面，神还做了一件事。
Before that, God did another work.
你看见这个这哥罗西怎么说？哥罗西书里面怎么说呢？
What does it say in Colossians?
你看见那里有一句话是很重要的。
There's a phrase there that's very important.
那么主耶稣怎么说？
What did the Lord?
这保不是保罗怎么说？
What did Paul say?
他说借着十字架所流的血，就成就了和平。二十节。
And through him to reconcile all things to himself through his blood.
便借着他叫万有，你看这里是万有，这不是你和我，不是万有。
And he made peace through the blood of his cross through him. I say whether things on earth,
无论是地上的和天上的，都与自己和好了。
Reconcile all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
So do you see it?
所以这个谁呀、啊？所以这个在希伯来书说，我们的主为人人尝了死味。
And then in the book of Hebrews, the Lord Jesus said, "Our Lord Jesus tasted death for every man."
我们想是我们。
We think it's us.
我们罪人，所以尝了死味。
We're sinners, that's why we tasted death.
但希腊原文不是这么说。
But in the Greek, it's not this way.
他 for everything, 每一件事都尝了死味。
It's actually he tasted death for all things, for everything,
包括我们这个人，
including us.
所以当我们与神和好以前，
so before we can be reconciled to God,
你看这十字架就借着他，借着我们的主，定十字架的主，叫万有与自己和好了。
Through him to reconcile all things to himself.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
天和地都和好了。
It means that heaven and earth are reconciled.
天和地都连结了。
Heaven and earth are united.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
讲到天和地，
when you speak about the heaven,
观念是宇宙的观念。
It's a universal perspective.
我们不是宇宙的中心。
We are not the center of the universe.
当然我们要救人灵魂的时候。
Of course, when we save sinners,
因为我们的需要是最大的。
Of course, our needs are greatest.
所以好像变成我们是中心。
As if we are the center.
没有这件事。
No.
兄姊妹，感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
今天我们蒙恩得救了。
When we are saved,
我们是与主和好。
We are reconciled to God.
所以下面第二十二节说，如今，所以说。
And it says, although you were formerly alienated and hostile among
you,
engaged in evil deeds, yet he has now reconciled you in his fleshly blood through death.
所以弟兄姊妹
so, brother,
现在你看得非常非常的清楚
Now you become very clear.
一面是神人之间的故事
On the one hand, there's a story between God and man.
需要和好
You need reconciliation.
一面是天与地之间的故事
Now the story is the story of heaven and earth.
也需要和好
Also needs to be reconciled.
那是什么意思
What does that mean?
这证明说
This proves that.
等到罪来了以后
But after sin entered into the
world. 不光人远离神了
Not only did man leave God.
弟兄姊妹，因为罪叫我们今天离开神，不知道有多远。
Now, because of sin, we don't know how far we are from God.
但是你忘记,
but you forgot.
因着天, 因着我们罪的缘,
but because of this problem of our sin,
天离地也不知道有多远,
you don't know how big the distance is between heaven and earth.
你只知道我们的罪何等的黑,
you know how deep or dark our sins are.
你只知道我们的罪是何等的深,
then you know how deep our sins are.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看见吗?
Do you see that?
因着人堕落, 神变成遥远的,
because man fell, God became far away.
因着人堕落，天变成遥远的。
And then heavens became a far distance.
我不是说空气天。
I'm not talking about the atmosphere.
我是说第三层天。
I'm talking about the third heaven.
神所在的地方。
The place where God is.
你看你离开人，不知道有多远。
You don't know how far it is from man.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
你要知道
，you have to know，
这是因着罪的缘故。
This is because of sin.
人离开神远到一个地步。
Man has left God to such a far distance.
人这宇宙中没有神。
Man can say there is no God.
或者说人死了。
Or said God died.
因为天离开地那么远的缘故。
Because the heavens are so far from the earth.
所以科学家说我们看不见神。
So scientists say we cannot see God.
那个太空，这个我们知道苏联的太空人呢，飞到太空去转了一圈，他说我们没有看见神。
So you know the Soviet astronauts they went into space and they said, well, we didn't see God.
为什么
？Why？
如果天近一点，他看见了。
If the heaven was a little closer, he would be able to see.
但天太远了。
But now heaven is too far.
远到一个地步。
It's so far.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
他是在不可靠近的光中
He is in an unapproachable light
所以我们要知道
So now we
这就是罪的结果
This is all the result of sin
那现在我们要问
Now we want to ask
当神创造天和地为什么创造地
When God created the heavens and the earth Why did he create the earth
如果你懂得神的心
If you understand the heart of God
当初神创造天和地的
When God created the heavens and the earth
天和地有分别，但是不能分开。
There is a distinction between heaven and earth, but they cannot be separated.
你能够分别，这是天，这是地。
You can distinct whether this is heaven or earth.
但是天和地你是不能把它分开。
But you cannot separate heaven and earth.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为这个天好像一面镜子一样。
Because Because the earth is like a mirror.
这个当地好像一面镜子，反映整个的天的时候。
Because as the earth, as it reflects what heaven ought to be.
这什么意思？
What does that mean?
你在天堂上看见天堂。
So that in heaven you see heaven.
你在地上也看见天堂。
On earth you also see heaven.
地上每一件事情都是要你想起天堂。
Everything on earth to remind you of heaven.
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
神当初创造的宇宙就是这么样的一个宇宙。
When the universe that God created was such a universe.
我们最近有一次机会到了智利。
Once this recently we had an opportunity to go to Chile.
那么尤其到了一个人烟很少的地方。
Especially to a place where the population was very small.
我在书上已经读到了。
I had studied it in the book.
这个世界上有一条的河叫做黑河。
Now there, in this world there is a river called the Black River.
那么这个黑河原因是什么呢？就是因为这个火山爆发以后，它这个黑的土壤啊，就跑到河床里面。
So this is called Black River because after the volcano exploded, then the ashes came to the riverbed.
所以那个水流过的时候
，So as the water goes through that,
你看见好面好像一面镜子一样
，It becomes just like a mirror.
但是问题在这里
，The problem is
你无论去智利也好，无论你去纽西兰也好
，No matter whether you go to Chile or New Zealand,
如果你要找一个湖面
，If you want to look at a face of a river,
能够完全把天反应过来的话
，And for you to be able to reflect heaven,
多半需要早晨十点钟以前。
You have to go there before 10 o'clock in the morning.
你没有风的时候,
because there is no wind.
如果有一点风的话,
if there is some wind,
你看见那个, 那个湖面就开始, 开始晃动了。
And then the surface of the lake starts to move.
那这个时候你就看得不清楚。
Then you won't be clear about it.
一点都, 一点就不清楚。
It doesn't become clear.
我们终于到了那个黑河的事情。
Now we finally came close to the Black River.
结果我们才明白。
And then we start to understand.
它根本像个湖一样。
It's just like a lake.
我就问向导说这不是像河吗怎么你告诉我它是湖呢
you tell me this is a river but why does it look like a lake
为什么
why
它那个河流的速度慢到你觉得不出来
because the flow of the water is so slow you cannot even sense it
你如果把一个树叶放在上面你才慢慢晓得它往一个方向走的
so if you put a leaf upon it then you know what direction it's going
那里 你看见 在那个时候你坐在那个船上
so if you are upon a boat
他们有一个特别的船坐在上面
they have a special boat
弟兄姊妹
Brothers,
在这个时候
at this point,
你要看天不需要抬头看
if you want to see heaven you don't have to raise your head
你往下看
just look down
天怎么样那里就是怎么样
how is heaven is that's where it was
当初神创造这块地的时候
so when God created this earth
他的目的就是要给我们看见天的种种
his purpose was to show us the different aspects of heaven. He created the vine.
你知道为什么创,你看见葡萄树,你会想起真葡萄树。
When you see the vine, it will remind you of the true vine.
因为葡萄树故事就叫你想起真葡萄树。
Because the story of the vine reminds you of the story of the true vine.
葡萄经过四个月的成长。
After the grapes go through 4 months of growth,
它从空中吸取水分。
It absorbs the water from the air.
它从地里面吸取水分。
Absorbs the water from the earth.
你看这个水就经过这个葡萄树。
And then this water goes through the vine.
然后呢，等到葡萄成熟以后
，and after the grapes are mature，
经过酒榨
，and it goes to the wine press，
你看那个酒就从就流出来
，and then you see wine coming forth。
所以葡萄树的故事
，so the story of the vine
就是把水变成酒的故事
，is the story of turning water into wine。
所以弟兄姊妹，你只要在葡萄园多待一段时间，你就想起我们的主怎样是把水变成酒。
So if you just spend some more time next to the vine, then you understand how our Lord Jesus turned water into wine.
为什么我们主能把手能把这个水变成酒呢
Why could our Lord Jesus turn water into wine?
有的人说因为我们的主的手一动啊里面的混发这个经过化学变化就变成酒了
Some people feel because our Lord Jesus touched that water and there were some chemical reactions and that's
这是非常可能的
It's very possible.
但是不要忘记我们主自己的解释
But don't forget our Lord's own interpretation.
就是说我是真葡萄树
He said I am the true vine.
这什么意思
What does that mean?
所有的葡萄树
All the vines in the
vine.指向那个真葡萄
Point to the true vine.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters,
当你在这个地上
when you're upon the earth,
如果人没有堕落以前
if man didn't fall,
你看见晨曦看见晚霞
you see the morning sun, you see the evening sky,
就叫你想起天上的光景
reminds you the picture of heaven,
你看见地上的彩虹
when you see the rainbow on the earth,
你就想起天上那个丰满的圆
you remember of that circular rainbow in heaven.
所以弟兄姊妹你看见吗
So do you see that?
所有地上种种是告诉我们天上的
Everything on earth should reflect what's in heaven.
当你看见葡萄树的时候
When you see the vine,
你就想起水变成酒的故事
You're reminded of the story of how water becomes wine.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
这就是为什么神当初创造这个地
This is why God created this earth.
所以让我们记住
So let us remember.
今天当神创造天和地的时候
When God creates the heavens and the earth,
你不需要爬到天上能知道天上的光景
You do not have to climb up to heaven to see the condition of heaven.
你在地上就好像在天上。
Because when you're on earth, as if it is, you're in heaven.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
你明白吗
Now you understand?
从第一天开始
From the first day,
神要人过一种生活是两栖的生活。
God wants man to live an amphibious life.
神把人放在伊甸园里面。
God placed man in Eden.
神把人放在天堂里面。
God placed man in heaven.
伊甸园是伊甸，伊甸园是天堂，天堂也是天。
Eden is heaven, and so is heaven.
弟兄姊妹，
so、brothers,
这叫做天上人间两天堂。
So you actually see that whether in heaven or on earth, you see two heavens.
所以感谢主。
So thank the Lord.
当你真的在这两个天堂里面的时候，
when you are in the midst of these two heavens,
你要怎么说呢？